The Prescott girls softball team will wrap up the 2020-21 sports season here in the Tri-County area as they move on to Green Bay Tuesday in the Wisconsin Division III State Softball Tournament. We'll have Prescott and Peshtigo right here on KDWA Radio with the first pitch right around 2 p.m. As we gear up for the fun, head coach Nick Johnson of the Cardinals was so proud of his girls throughout the playoff run that has so far culminated in a regional and sectional championship.
Pretty incredible what these girls have done, what this program has done, you know, the last 10 years. I mean, it's just remarkable. And for my first year, you know, to step in and just be a part of it, I'm pretty fortunate, pretty lucky to have the girls I have and the support we have. And it's just been a heck of a ride. And you mentioned, you know, the pressure, you know, building up to a state. And, you know, I told the girls, you know, coming in, we were kind of expected to go. We had so many returners. That's a lot of pressure for the girls. And I think now that we're there, I do think the pressure's off a little bit. We made it. And that's always the hardest thing to do, is to get there. And now that we're there, boy, we're going to enjoy it. We're going to have fun. But we want to bring back some hardware. We want to bring back gold. And that's definitely the number one goal we have. So we're so looking forward to it. We're excited, and we're going to enjoy every minute of it.
And fans, let me tell you this, from a media perspective, being around these kids throughout the regional and sectional playoffs, they just have this cool calm to them that not only envelops the entire team and coaching staff, but the fans, and yes, the media as well. It's all about that business type of attitude that they're taking to Green Bay.
Yeah, and it started on the bus ride, boy. We were relaxed. The girls were having fun, listening to music, you know, joking, laughing, and I love to see that. Number one, you got to have fun, and they were having fun before the game even started, and we got there, and then it was business. You know, we went and hit, and we took our infield, outfield, and then we looked sharp. We looked ready, and obviously it carried over in the game. You know, well, we won 3-0, but we had runners on every inning. We put a lot of pressure on them, and I just thought we played a very complete game, and I feel like the pressure every game, from game one of the regionals to our last game, it feels like our girls are more relaxed every game. We get deeper and deeper, and that's great to see, especially with state coming up right around the corner.
One of the keys of the tournament so far for the Cardinals has been their sophomore right-handed pitcher in Taylor Graff. She threw a complete game shutout, holding a 19-win Northwestern team to only 4 hits scattered throughout her 7-inning performance, while also striking out 7 Tiger batters. That's the kind of effort we need through 2 games in Green Bay.
She was remarkable. I told her that. I must have told her that 10 times after the game how well she threw. Her composure for a sophomore is obviously with the lost season last year. This is her first year of varsity, and she's so composed out there that she does not get rattled. She plays her position very well defensively. She made some very good defensive plays, which she's been doing all along, and it seems like she's always ahead of the count. She's always getting ahead of the hitters. She gives up a hit. We make an error. It doesn't bother. I mean, it's remarkable watching her throw, and I tell you what, we are led by Taylor right now, what she's doing for us and for the team, and that's another reason why we're so confident going in, because we know what we have on the mound and what she's going to give us.
The Cardinals are the number 2 seed and will battle number 3 Peshtigo at 2 p.m. on Tuesday in Green Bay. Coach Johnson on the seeding.
The 4 teams in the state tournament, you get 3 minutes to talk about your team and your season summary and what seed you think you deserve. And after we all did that, we gave our spiel, then you vote. It was pretty crazy. 2 teams both split votes for us and Dodgeville, giving us the 1 seed. And then I voted for Dodgeville the 1 seed, and then Dodgeville voted for us for the 1 seed. So what that equals? It equals a tie. And after the tie, we had to give another 2-minute spiel on why we thought we were the ones to seed and deserving. And it came down to another tie. And then we did it again, and it came down to another tie. And then what happens is it comes down to a coin flip. Obviously, us being the 2 seed, it tells you we lost the coin flip. So Dodgeville got the 1 seed, and we got the 2 seed. And, you know, ultimately, the bottom line is we're going there to win 2 games. So 1-2 seed, it doesn't matter. The 2 seed does get us to be the home team. It doesn't really matter. And we're happy with the 2 seed, and we're going down there to win 2 games.